Well, now on the Hub, let's check in on what's making headlines in the arts world. Claire Nichols, hello.
Hello, Michael. The Melbourne International Arts Festival has announced its lineup for this year, Michael. And I thought I'd take you through some of the highlights today. As usual, it's a real mix of international and local performances. And there's one big event at Melbourne's Royal Botanic Gardens that sounds really worth a visit. It's called Fire Gardens. And I guess it does what it says on the tin, Michael. It's a French company, Company Carabosse. It will install a massive fire show in the gardens. Imagine like a giant sphere holding urns full of flames, these fiery paths through the gardens, all accompanied by this specially created soundtrack. It looks really amazing. And these artists, Company Carabosse, have been making shows like this for more than 20 years. It has lit up some incredible sites around the world, including Stonehenge and the Kremlin. So next is Melbourne. It'll happen over four nights, and it's a real highlight of the festival lineup.
I hope they've got the fire brigade standing by in the gardens. I don't want the Botanic Gardens to go up in smoke. What about the theatre? What's happening in the theatre?
Well, there's a couple of shows that have got a bit of a technological twist, Michael, which is something I guess we see more and more these days. For the Scottish production Flight, audiences will need to wear headphones. They'll be led into a little private booth, one audience member per booth, and you'll see this story unfold via tiny dioramas revolving on a carousel with the sounds of the stories coming in through your ears. This show tells the story of the refugee experience, and there are actually no live actors involved in this production. So I wonder if we can even really call it theatre, but it's certainly does sound like a stunning production. And if you want even more technical razzle-dazzle, Michael, there's another show from the UK called Frogman. And for that production, you'll have to put on a virtual reality headset to see some of the action.
Do you have to bring your own or do they give you one?
I think they'll give us one.
That's good. All right, so that's theatre. What's happening in dance?
Well, one of the biggest draw cards was announced a little earlier this year, the dance opera Layla and Majnun, choreographed by the American dancer Mark Morris. But the big-name choreographers don't stop there, Michael. William Forsythe, he's one of the world's leading contemporary choreographers, will bring a quiet evening of dance to Melbourne. This is a collection of four pieces. Two people might have seen before. The other two are brand new. And I was going to play you a bit of the sound of this, Michael, but there's actually not a lot to hear because it's called A Quiet Evening of Dance. It's all about simplicity. There's not a lot of music to it. And in fact, some of the numbers, you know, you'll just hear the performers' breath, the sounds of their bodies,
we could do a little impro now and imagine what it would be like. It'd be like this.
Yeah. Totally.
See, yeah, we've saved you the price of admission.
There's a whole lot more happening at the festival, Michael. It runs from the 3rd to the 21st of October.
All right, that sounds exciting. That's the Melbourne Festival and some big international stars coming to Australia for that one and an Australian making it big overseas.
Yeah, I like this, Michael. I want you to imagine for me a man in teeny tiny hot pants and stockings, a sequined purple vest, a purple feathered hat with an accordion strapped to his chest. Mm-hmm. And that is Hans, the Australian cabaret performer, who's having a really great run on the reality show America's Got Talent. Here's a taste of his performance.
It's raining, man.
So this is the moment where that audience at America's Got Talent stands up and applauds in the auditorium, I bet.
Yeah, this show, this performance has everything, Michael. It had high kicks, umbrellas filled with glitter. You can hear how much the audience loved it. And this performer, Hans, he's the first Australian to make it to the live finals of the TV talent show. That show's been running for 13 seasons, so it's a pretty big deal. And it's great exposure for this Australian cabaret performer. His real name is Matt Gilbertson. He's been playing this German character around the fringe scene for 15 years. Hans describes himself as an international superstar, sex symbol, accordionist, homewrecker, and Madonna fan. By day, you might know Matt Gilbertson. He's a gossip and entertainment writer for the Sunday Mail. And once this adventure's over, he'll be getting the hot pants on again, heading off to Edinburgh Fringe.
How exciting that all sounds. Claire Nichols, thank you very much. Claire Nichols bringing us the arts news as she does every day here on The Hub.